A former NFL player died in police custody in Alabama Monday. Glenn Foster Jr., a defensive lineman who once played for the New Orleans Saints, had been arrested Friday following an attempted traffic stop near the small town of Reform. He died 3 days later while being taken from jail to a hospital. Ramon Antonio Vargas is a reporter with the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate and has been looking into what happened. Thank you for being here this morning. Good morning, Ramon. Tell us a little bit about Glenn Foster and what you've been able to learn about the circumstances surrounding his death.
Good morning. Glenn Foster Jr. played for the New Orleans Saints for two seasons and was cut before the third. He stayed around in the New Orleans area and started a various business pursuits and his primary one being a granite countertop business with stores in New Orleans and Baton Rouge. He was headed on a business trip to Atlanta and going through Alabama when police encountered him going about more than 90 miles an hour in a 45 mile per hour zone, allegedly. That set off a chase, which culminated with the police using spike strips to disable his car. He crashed and was taken to jail primarily initially on traffic violations. Police allege that he got into a fight at the jail that involved two other detainees and a jail guard, and he was his family had been pushing for him to be taken to the hospital because he had been living with a bipolar diagnosis for about 10 years and balancing that while pursuing his playing and business careers. That trip to the hospital didn't happen initially. When it did happen, he arrived dead, and there's a lot of unknowns of why that is, but there's an autopsy pending to try to get more answers.
What are you hearing from law enforcement officials? Who is investigating this?
The Alabama State Bureau of Investigation is investigating. They've obviously said very little, but there's a lot of opportunities for things that could have gone wrong. Obviously, the crash is, whether that caused any injuries and whether those injuries were properly addressed is something that is most likely going to be looked at. There's this trip. When he was taken to the hospital, on the way to the hospital, it was in a police cruiser rather than an ambulance. So the what happened during that trip is also something that's going to be looked at. And obviously, the fight at the jail, whether he had any sort of injury and whether that was properly addressed is also going to be looked at. There's just a lot of unknowns at this moment, and it's obviously the family is extremely distraught. And Glenn Foster Sr., Glenn Foster Jr.'s father, said, "We want justice for our son. It's unfair. It's inhumane. It's just not right." And his mother Sabrina Foster added, "I can't get my son back, but we want whoever's responsible to pay for this."
So lots of unknowns now. What's been the reaction, very briefly, we only have a few seconds left, in New Orleans? What are people saying?
I mean, it's stunned. He had an important role in a season in 2013. This was right after the Bounty Gate scandal, which the Saints made the playoffs and made a run.
Ramon Antonio Vargas with the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. Thanks so much.
Thank you.